We leave shortly, with or without your friends. The roads will be swarming with Mongols by midday.
They'll be here.
Mongol riders spotted north of the city, moving fast.
Where are Yusuf and Fatima? They should have been here by now.
Scans show that the timeline is still unstable.
You two help the caravan prepare and secure the manuscripts we've already loaded. Thomas, with me. We'll find them. Thomas, I need to know. Did you alert the guards last night?
No. I may disagree with your methods, but I wouldn't endanger the team.
Look there!
Layla, they've taken my father, the Caliph's guards.
When and where?
They came to our home at dawn. Said he was planning to steal from the House of Wisdom. Someone informed on him.
We need to get him out.
Absolutely not. We've already interfered too much. The caravan leaves imminently.
You take her to the caravan. I'm going after Yusuf.
Layla, think. This isn't just about protocols anymore. The temporal instability is worsening. If we don't stabilize our position soon, we could all be stranded here, permanently.
Give me 3 hours. If I'm not back by then, leave without me.
This is exactly why personal attachment is forbidden on temporal missions.
You're not really scholars, are you?
No, Fatima, we are not.
Doesn't inform underlings of his decisions regarding traitors. The prisoner has information about Mongol spies within the palace.
I should verify this with the captain.
By all means. The Caliph will be interested to know what delayed his interrogation. I'm sure your family will miss you when you're stationed at the northern frontier.
No need for that. Take him quickly.
Don't speak. Follow me.
How did you get me out?
Later. We have to hurry. The caravan leaves soon, and the Mongols are almost here.
Is Fatima safe?
Yes, she's with my colleagues.
The manuscripts. The guards took everything.
We managed to secure some already. The medical texts, your astronomical tables, they're with the caravan.
But not the mathematical codex. Al-Khwarizmi's work. We forgot to pack that.
Mr. Yusuf, we're already running out of time. We don't have time for that.
You don't understand. That text is the most valuable in the library. If we could save it, you came from somewhere else to witness a destruction you're certain of. To document it. Why not change it just a little?
How did you...
Your knowledge of events not yet happened. Your strange devices. Your odd speech when you think I cannot hear. You forget that I am a scientist. I observe.
All right, where is that codex?
Temporal instability increasing. If the anchor collapses completely...
We'll be stuck here in 1258.
What are you talking about? Where is my father? Where is Layla?
Layla went to find him, dear. They'll be here soon.
The caravan master is making final preparations. We have only an hour more at most.
Thomas, I'm reading a significant temporal disruption near the House of Wisdom. A massive deviation from baseline.
Oh no, she couldn't just...
Couldn't what?
Remember, Layla's family connection. It was her direct ancestor who died here.
I think I know what you're hinting at, but her ancestor was called Ibrahim al-Nassar.
Stop speaking in riddles. Tell me what's happening.
Marcus, stabilize the anchor as best you can. Zainab, get Fatima on that caravan no matter what. I'm going after Layla.
The Mongols have been sighted from the northern tower. All citizens to arms.
This is wrong. They shouldn't be at the walls for another day at least.
Time is collapsing around us. Layla's interference is creating a cascade effect.
Fatima, your father's full name. Is it Yusuf ibn Ibrahim al-Nassar?
Yes, but how did you know?
So the records were wrong.
Oh my god.
We are leaving in 10 minutes. The Mongols are almost here.
We have to go, now.
I'm not leaving without my father.
Hurry up, Yusuf. We don't have time.
It should be here. The Caliph had it brought for his personal viewing last week.
What are you doing?
Thomas, what are you doing here?
You are creating a paradox. We've just learned Ibrahim al-Nasser wasn't your ancestor. Yusuf is, and you are interacting with him. Right now.
That's not possible. My family records clearly show...
The records were either incomplete or deliberately changed.
Here it is! I found the codex.
Sounds like the Mongols are at the walls already. Timeline's completely out of order. We need to move now. Faster. The anchor is barely holding. We have minutes at most before it collapses.
If what you're saying is true, if Yusuf is my ancestor, not Ibrahim...
Then the fact you exist means history always recorded his escape. We're not changing the timeline. We're fulfilling...
Eastern gate ahead. I see the caravan.
Thomas, Layla, you made it.
Father!
Get in! We are leaving.
Farewell, friends. Farewell.
Temporal anchor critical. Initiating emergency recall. Everyone, link arms.
Stabilizing field. They're coming through.
Medical team, stand by. Security, hold positions. Dr. Nasser, Professor Blackwood, welcome back.
Director, the mission was...
Was completed successfully. We documented the fall of Baghdad extensively.
And what about the timeline? Our sensors detected multiple anomalies.
Observational interference only, sir. The Mongol advance occurred more rapidly than historical records indicated.
I see. Full debriefing in 1 hour. Medical evaluations first.
The documentation we gathered is remarkable. Over 3,000 texts preserved digitally that were previously lost to history.
Thomas, I wanted to thank you for not reporting us.
40 years doing this work, Zainab. Rigid adherence to protocol. And yet, look at what we preserved, what we allowed to continue.
What made you change your mind?
When I realized Yusuf was always meant to escape. That the historical record was incomplete, not wrong, made me wonder how many other fixed points might actually be more flexible than we believed.
Director Hayes is headed this way. He looks serious.
Dr. Nasser, the Historical Accuracy Committee has completed their preliminary review of your mission data.
And?
They've noted several discrepancies between current historical records and our pre-mission briefing materials. Apparently, the mathematician Yusuf al-Nasser has always been credited with preserving key texts during the fall. Strange that our mission briefing didn't include this information.
Clerical oversight, perhaps. Historical records are constantly being refined.
There's something else. The committee wants to approve an immediate follow-up mission.
Follow-up? To Baghdad?
To Alexandria, Egypt. 1260. To document what became of these preserved texts, which we learned had traveled there. Apparently, they formed the foundation of a minor renaissance in mathematical thinking. I'd like you to lead it, Dr. Nasser.
I would be honored.
Good. Full debriefing in 35 minutes.
Did we just create a new branch of mathematical history?
Or revealed one that was always there, just forgotten?
I'll go to my room. I need some time to process this before the meeting. There it is, Fatima al-Nasser, listed as one of the first female astronomers in Alexandria's medieval observatory. Her father's mathematical work, preserved and expanded upon,
their descendants becoming scholars across generations. Enter.
Found what you were looking for?
Look here, my family history. It's different, richer, more complete. I always knew we descended from scholars, but this, the calculations Fatima saved, and her own work, they're referenced in texts centuries later.
One girl's determination changed history.
Not just hers, all of us, even Thomas in the end.
Do you regret it, breaking protocol?
No, but I'm still struggling to understand what it means. If Yusuf and Fatima were always meant to escape, always meant to preserve that knowledge, what does that say about our role in history?
Maybe that time isn't as linear as we've believed. That sometimes, the future reaches back to protect the past.
Read this. She was brilliant. A teenage girl making calculations that wouldn't be duplicated for centuries.
That sounds like someone else I know.
This special session of the Historical Accuracy Committee is hereby called to order. We are reviewing Mission 42B7, Observation of the Fall of Baghdad, 1258 CE.
As senior temporal physicist, I can confirm that all mission protocols were followed appropriately, with adaptations made for unexpected acceleration of historical events.
Your team's presence coincides with a newly discovered historical narrative about manuscripts being saved from the House of Wisdom. Quite the coincidence.
With respect, not a coincidence, but a revelation of previously obscured historical data. Our documentation mission uncovered evidence that certain scholars did escape with key texts.
Including the Al-Khwarizmi Codex? A text previously thought destroyed?
Contemporary accounts always indicated some texts survived. Our mission simply clarified which ones and through whom.
The mathematical lineage stemming from this codex's preservation is quite remarkable. 7 centuries of advancement that might otherwise have been delayed significantly.
Our temporal scans showed no significant deviation from the primary timeline. Any changes were within acceptable parameters of historical clarification.
The mission's documentation of over 3,000 lost texts represents the most successful preservation effort in the department's history. I recommend commendation for the entire team.
The committee agrees. Mission 42B7 is classified as a complete success. Dr. Nasser, your follow-up mission to Alexandria is approved, with Professor Blackwood's recommendation that you select your own team.
Thank you, committee members.
Thought I might find you here.
Watching the stars always helps me think.
I've been reviewing the timeline impacts. The preservation of that mathematical codex led to advances nearly 2 centuries earlier than our previous records indicated.
Knowledge building upon knowledge, the way it's supposed to be.
I think I'm retiring soon. 40 years is enough. I've recommended Marcus take my position. He understands both the importance of protocols and when they might need flexible interpretation.
And what will you do?
Study history the old-fashioned way, through books.
I'm leading the Alexandria mission. Would you consider one last field assignment?
To see what became of Yusuf and Fatima? I think I'd like that.
Sometimes I wonder if they ever suspected the truth, that they weren't just preserving knowledge for their time, but for 1,000 years to come.
Isn't that what all great scholars hope for? That what they save or discover might echo through time?
Listening to Ashes of Wisdom. Produced by The Bite Bender.